graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
I'm on my game. Haters get shook when they speak my name. All this pressure that's on my back, so much stress that's on my brain. Now I just let y'all pop your trap. Y'all sit back while I pop champagne. Your whole life trying to get like me. Trust me, y'all, we are not the same. Woke up early this morning, feeling like I'm going. Everything I do is a one of one. Can't got me, can't clone me. This girlfriend, she want me. She see me, and she own me. But it's all for one, and it's one for all. I pass her to my homies, and I'm back on top again. I'm away. I need to get the middle of week. And we give it every day. They keep getting reaching. Y'all probably couldn't fathom. We need dreams. And I do things you can't imagine. Man, cause I made it. Damn, then you hate it. You talk to me, you know I talk to the greatest. Great. Started from the bottom, then elevated. Where I'm at, y'all probably won't make it. Hold up. Ain't nobody stepping up to me.
Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Atomic Drop, a professional wrestling podcast like no other. My name's Tarek, and that was Three Ain't Enough. The old theme tune, entrance theme for Big E Langston, who's no longer a Langston. He's just Big E. He should have been a world champion by now. He was NXT champion. Very enjoyable run. But that song's attributed to Jim Johnston, but I'm pretty sure it's not him rapping. But anyway, hope you're doing well and you're existing and everything's going tickety boo. I'm knackered. I wasn't going to do one this week, but I thought I wanted to squeeze a show in before Extreme Rules. My name's Tarek. For those of you that haven't heard this show before, it's a professional wrestling celebration through music and audio. So I'm not going to be here whinging about booking and all that stuff. Although I do want to talk about, I still watch wrestling, even though we're doing it in front of limited crowds and the world's, a lot's going on in the world right now. So to have time to watch wrestling is it's a great distraction if you've got kids. Just, you know, I haven't got kids, but I imagine if I did, I'd just whack on the WWE Network, and they'll be distracted while the world chases its own tail and tries to figure out what the hell is actually going on. But I'm well. I hope you're well. We're coming to you from London, England, fourth floor of a North London tower block. And it is the horror show at Extreme Rules this weekend. I say this weekend, tomorrow night. the WWE don't even try to sugarcoat it anymore. They straight up call it the horror show before you call it that, because it's not wrestling anymore, is it? It's entertainment, but and there are moves being performed in the ring, but I always feel like you need a real live crowd to do professional wrestling. It's kind of like improv jazz, but that makes it sound so wanky. But anyway, the show tomorrow night, the horror show. Rey Mysterio and Seth Rollins, someone's going to lose an eye. I've had people complain that, oh, we know no one's really going to lose an eye, so what's the point? First of all, suspension of disbelief. We know Seth's going to lose his eye, don't we? Because there's no point Mysterio losing his eye. Mysterio wears a mask, so... And Seth will look wicked with an eye patch, so I'm looking forward to that. I want to see what a swamp fight is, but it's probably just going to be a cinematic, you know, fight in a swamp. And of course, we have a tables match now for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships, where Big E and Kofi Kingston, the New Day, will be defending against Cesaro and Nakamura. And we have two women's matches. I'm worried they're going to do a double switch on the women's matches, just the change of dynamic between Sasha and Bayley. So now it's Sasha running about with a championship and not Bayley, and then Bayley screws Sasha for the win. I don't know. I hope they don't do that, because Asuka needs the belt. She needs to be dominant again, and I'd like to see her like beat the hell out of Shayna Baszler, maybe, because she made her return. Exciting stuff. But anyway, enough. I'm doing that thing where I'm just rambling about wrestling. But I think it's been all right. If you get over the whole there's no crowd there, which is very hard to get over, if you get over that, it's worth watching. At least for me, and it's keeping me entertained, and it's why I make this show. Because I love wrestling. So we are going to kick off today's Atomic Drop with a song from a band called Swivs. From Yonkers, New York. Like one of the Yonkers, New York, Tommy Dreamer, isn't it? This is called The Screw Job of Montreal. Over the course of the next sort of 20 minutes, you're going to hear loads of music and promos. And if you like pro wrestling and if you like music and you just want to listen to something that'll take your mind off, just have a listen. Anyway, this is a band called Swivs. This is called The Screw Job of Montreal. Go to hell.
Hurt real bad, and now you've taken my psychological warfare out of the game. So I say to you, Sandman, let's let it all hang out, where wins don't count, where the numbers 1, 2, 3 don't mean a damn thing, to where the only variable that means anything is guts, because you got them, Sandman, and once upon a time I did too. And so I'm gonna look deep inside my soul and say, Cactus Jack, if you can't take the Sandman out in the most vicious match in the game, then maybe you better become a full-time daddy and forget about wrestling, because ECW ain't for the faint of heart. So Sandman, I'm on my knees. I'm on my knees, and I'm asking you for the favor. You meet me in my match. Not false count anywhere, because that's far too civil, and 1, 2, 3 count, and God knows I don't want them to. Sandman, Texas Deathmatch, where the last man standing wins it all. And if you can beat me, Sandman, in a Texas Deathmatch, a match made famous by the likes of Cyclone Negro, by the likes of Stan Hansen, by the likes of Captain Redneck Dick Murdoch, and by the likes of my idol, Terry Funk, then Sandman, I'll walk away from this sport. And I'll walk with my head held low, because once upon a time, the words Cactus Jack meant something in the world of wrestling, but as far as I'm concerned right now, they're words I don't deserve. So Sandman, you take the challenge, and you beat Cactus Jack, then away I go to become a full-time husband, a full-time father. And I don't want that, no, Sandman. What I want is you! Bang, bang!
In a prison, yeah, knowledge is power, inequality is wisdom. Yeah, straight white light refracts rainbow through a prism. All I ever needed was a little bit. I believe in aliens, not coincidence. Straight ignorance, no cap. That ain't holy water, bottle water, wash away your innocence. What's a blinder to an incident? Distance by the dissonance. Do your due diligence. Everybody's influence. But I ain't talking to when I say television. Close your eyes. Shut the fuck up. Do your best to listen. You hear that? That's your intuition. Trust that before you trust these bitches. Cup running over on the road to riches. I'm tripping. I'm sipping. I'm slipping. I'm tripping. You could be good. You could be better. You could be different. Until you be you.
you ain't even fucking living.
Cause I never been more alive, nowhere to go but my mind. Blue skies from the inside, through the pain, you'll see the light. Know yourself cause now is the time, love yourself and pray for mankind. The fuck you, COVID-19, the fuck you, COVID-19.
Frontline sympathize, no supplies, televised, hard to tell, telling lies, guidelines, hard times, pick a side. I ain't trying to kill the vibe, I ain't mean to click it live. Better things to do with my talking time. Wish that I could take a ride, sit beside a stranger, right? Stranger things, stranger times. Is this how we'll be defined? Legacy we leave behind, daughter, soul, objectify. Fake lies, fake behinds, haters need to step aside.
Time never be more alive.
Conversation with Ray. I wanted to clear the air, a peaceful conversation to clear up all the confusion surrounding this situation. Because here are the facts. Rey Mysterio is a hero. Rey Mysterio sacrificed himself for the greater good, for the future of Monday Night Raw. That is the truth. Sadly, but fortunately, his son Dominic has taken it upon himself to make his way here to Raw tonight on behalf of the Mysterio family. And so,
Ray,
it's good to see you.
Hear me out.
I'm sorry you couldn't be here in person, Ray, but it's great to see you. Are you doing okay?
Don't worry about myself right now, all right? What I do want to tell you is I didn't know that Dominic was on his way to Raw until it was too late. Now, I couldn't stop him, Seth, but I do know what you're capable of. And I'm telling you, this is your one warning.
Wait, what am I capable of? Why are you giving me a warning? Ray, you've got me all wrong. I've been telling you this from the beginning. You think I want to hurt Dominic? You think I would harm your son? I do not want to hurt Dominic. I want to help Dominic. Ray, you sacrificed yourself for the future of Monday Night Raw. Whether you like it or not, Dominic is a part of that future. Dominic is already a part of the greater good. And I implore you to do your fatherly duties for once in your life, Ray. I implore you. I want to help you, Dominic. And I need you to help me help him. I implore you to encourage Dominic to join me. To join me and Murphy and Theory and fight for the greater good, Ray.
Join you? ¿Tú estás loco o que has perdido la cabeza? Dominic will never join you under no circumstances.
If that is the case, Ray, then you are really leaving me with very few options, all right? Theory and Murphy are out looking for Dominic right now. If they're going to find him, they're going to bring him here. And if he is not a part of the solution, then he's a part of the problem, Ray. And if he's a part of the problem, then he must be
sacrificed. I am warning you right now, if you or any of your goons touch my son, I will end you. Did you hear me?
Dominic said, fortunately for Dominic, you don't make the decisions for him. Dominic is an adult. He gets to make his own choices. And as far as I can see, he's only got two roads to take. He can either stand by me, by my side, join my cause, fight for the greater good, stand on the right side of history.
You stay away from my son,
Sam. Or he can make the choice that you made, right? He can become a sacrifice as well. Either way, Ray, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your
Dominic!
I told you!
Dominic!
I told you!
Over Seth Rollins!
Dominic obviously made it, and he is assaulting the Monday Night Messiah!
Been listening to the Atomic Drop. That was an act called KMVP with a song called Montreal Screwdrop. Over the course of this show, you heard music from we kicked off with Swivs and the Screwdrop off Montreal. So you know, finish as we start, or start as we mean to finish. You then heard something from an act called Skame. That track was called Cactus Jack 3. And then of course we had Real One, formerly known as Enzo Amore, with his COVID-19 anthem. I think he released that song to raise money for like a shutdown gym or a gym that was struggling during the coronavirus pandemic. So if you want to help him out, I don't know, I think there's like a crowdfunder somewhere online. But good on him for staying active. I mean, he's doing what he's doing. You heard like a promo from Seth Rollins and Rey Mysterio hyping their eye for an eye match. Someone will lose their eye this Sunday. An instrumental from Immortal Technique. I don't know actually who produced it, but it was an Immortal Technique track. And then we heard Hot Dad with The New Day. And we finished up there with KMVP. Thank you for listening. Have a good week. I don't know what other advice to offer you. I failed to mention that Drew McIntyre's got his match with Dolph Ziggler this Sunday. So I feel bad for Drew being a champion in front of no crowd. The stipulation will be decided on the night by Dolph. I hope it's something interesting. I hope he hasn't just kept us waiting and just going, "Oh, it's a cage match." I hope he does something clever with that. And it probably will be a cage match because they haven't got a bloody cage match on the show, innit? Anyway. I'm going to leave you with a song from the Ugandan giant, Kamala. I'm not sure what it's called, but it's taken from his Breaker 13 album, or record, or whatever you want to call it. So until then, take care, thank you for listening, and ta-ta!
When I get up in the morning, I stare in the mirror. My baby's right there to fix my serum. I jump in the shower to start my day. I grab a cup of coffee to get me on my way. I listen to the stacks on my truck talking. This old truck is all I have and it should be walking. Breaker 19, I'm lonely. Anybody there I can talk to? Another trucker say, "Come on in, I'm lonely too." Breaker 19, I'm lonely. Is anybody there I can talk to? Another trucker say, "Come on in, I'm lonely too." Passing old buildings I once wrestled in, it breaks my heart. I can't hold back the tears within. If I had to do it all over, what would I do? I don't know, I'd just be true to you. There are so many things I wish I had done when I was in my prime, but it's a little too late, I don't have time. So I keep out on the mic, Breaker 19, I'm lonely. Is anybody there I can talk to? Another trucker say, "Come on in, I'm lonely too." Breaker 19, I'm lonely. Is anybody there I can talk to? Another trucker say, "Come on in, I'm lonely too." Just listen to those stacks talk. You know you got to have trucking in your blood and in order to understand what it's saying. Now just listen real close. right now, those twin stacks are saying, destination, Santa Fe. Break a 1-9, I'm lonely. If anybody there I can talk to, another trucker say, come on in, I'm lonely too. Break a 1-9, I'm lonely. Is anybody there I can talk to? Another trucker said, come on in, I'm lonely too.